CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. What is going on out there in podcast land? Did you miss me? This is the rap podcast you need in your life. You gotta have it. You know why? Because I said so. Before we get started, please do me a favor, man. Like, leave a comment, 5-star rating, or whatever you think is fair. You know, I think 5 stars is fair. But most importantly, can you please share? Because this is hard work. And I need to, you know, we need to grow as a community. You know, people like you and I do things like this, and we need more lovely people in our community, man. It's been an interesting week for me. One thing that was dope is so I'm gonna let you know how ill I am as far as hip-hop knowledge. I'm the man. I know I am now. You can't even tell me. I just know I am. So I'm taking my daughter to her sport. I'm not gonna say what it is because I'm gonna just try to keep everything on a low. I'm taking my daughter to her sport. And as I'm in there, I'm on the phone talking to my brother. And dude walks in, looks at me. I give him a look. Yo, you know, what's up? What's up? He walked past. I'm like, yo, man, yo, E. I don't know why, son, but dude look wild familiar. He like, oh, word? Oh, okay. He going to talk, and I'm like, nah, E, hold on. This nigga look mad familiar. Who am I thinking? Word is born, I pop up with the name. I'm like, yo, E, word is born, son, look like Ollie Vegas. My brother was like, oh God, wow, how did you even think of that name? I said, I don't know, but I don't know. He just looked like him. I'm not really sure, whatever, but till we joking about it. End of the sport, we walking out, still on the phone with my brother, and my brother like, yo, you see the dude again? I'm like, nah, I ain't seeing him or whatever. Next thing you know, he's walking next to me. And I go, yo, fam. So I don't mean to be rude or nothing, but anybody ever tell you like Ollie Vegas? He like, yeah, that's me. I'm like, oh, me and my brother both on the phone, like, oh, nigga, too ill. I'm like, yo, too ill, my nigga, I spotted you. And he almost looked shocked, like, oh, this nigga really, spotted me, on the low. I want to give a shout out to Ollie Vegas, one of those ill-ass names back in, the early 2Gs. I used to fuck with his music, Hard Body. One of those voices that, you knew had some potential. Young, charismatic fella. And I'm going to make sure one of these days I get his tail on the show. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to get him on the show to come talk with us. So in the meantime, in between time, let's just go there, man. This is an Ollie Vegas freestyle of the day. CUNY Radio.
My team, dumb out on fools, pull alarms, run out of school. Stick up kids with guns out on crews, make them come out they shoes. Same kid running his mouth, end up running his jewels. Ladies love me cause I'm young and I'm smooth. Urban Wolves is the staff I'm repping. All non-believers stop asking questions. My team be packing weapons, 2-5s to Mac 11s. Detectives throbs, I'm catching a guard. Every time they hop out of on my jettas and sobs. We jetted through yards, lay low in Shanetta's garage. Vegas never known for sweating abroad. The true mic controller, young Ayatollah. Battle any MC web by higher sober. I'm getting wise and older. Usually when I rap, I play the third lane. But when my verse chain, I got a flow that could ride the shoulder. Me and Sleep rip 100 jams. We from the slums where the youngest damn. Every time they flunk exams, we get rich with guns and grams. Bums be running scams. Chickens that suck you off, go home and tongue they man. Ayo, the streets is mine. Instead of jobs, they get my people's time. For illegal crime, most commit to eat or shine. I was sent to give strength to all feeble minds. Stand up straight, you could do it. Y'all concentrate on tap phones that translate our music. So fuck freedom of speech, just let my people's doing time be free for a week. So they can come home, see what it's like to be in the street. Skiing a freak, get a key to they peeps, then flee in a Jeep. Supplying with trees and the heat. Call a dawn on a stretch arm on them. Stretch arm on them.
Yo, that was some Ollie Vegas, man. Right here on CUNY Radio. Yeah, I dug way in the crates for that. Star-studded AV. I just had to holler at that. I had to do it, man. He's a real dope guy. We exchanged some information, and hopefully very, very shortly I can interview my man, get some brand new records from Ollie.
Vegas. All right, listen. It's going to be very special. Real quick before I move on, going special because I think I'm going to do something like drop 2 episodes this week. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to drop 2 episodes this week. And it's nothing you can do about it. All right, so make sure that you check out both of this week's episodes, because this right here is episode number 170. Can you freaking believe it? 170 CUNY Radio episodes. It's been such a journey. Man, different casts and, you know, different people I got a chance to come through and work with me and play records and interviews and all of those things. 170 this episode right now. So be sure to look for 171, okay? 2 episodes this week. It's going to be dope. Keep a lookout. Okay, so this episode is kind of special because I have a guest, somebody who's super important and special to me. And he's going to help us take a nice little journey. I'm talking about my good friend and brother, Uncle Ted, man. I wanted to talk to you, right, Ted? Because it's not often that somebody puts me onto something, right? And not only puts me onto something that, like, sticks.
Okay.
And you, my friend, have actually put me on musically to a couple of things. All right. But today I wanted to talk to you specifically about one artist because he's more than special to the both of us. Bro, Ryan Leslie has a new album out, man.
Oh, man.
He's got a new album out. Oh, Less for Press.
Oh, Less for Press.
Album is called You Know My Speed.
Okay.
Phoenix Enterprises. No more Next Selection. No more. He dumped his own company.
I mean, how recent was that though?
So now I realized I went back and did a little homework. The last few of his independent projects were on like different independent companies or from different independent companies. Like, so yeah. he hasn't had one consist. I think the last two are on this Phoenix Enterprises, but prior to that, yeah, it's been a while, you know.
Okay.
I do wonder why artists dump their own private imprint.
Well, I guess just gotta move on to big and better. Like, he's always been someone that just evolves kind of ahead of everyone else at the same time. So
right.
You know, he can do whatever he wants. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know he can, right? Because he can. But it's funny because I kind of wanted to ask you, like, I know that, you know, once upon a time, you managed to have a relationship with him, Pause. You know?
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to talk to you about where that relationship started and how you managed to kind of, you know, link up with him and begin working with him.
Okay. Damn. That's a good story. Good question, actually. It really was just an internship. You know what I'm saying? I was doing a lot of beat battles, and this was back in my production days. So I was doing a lot of beat battles and trying to infiltrate something. You know what I'm saying? So I was really running around just from studio to studio. You know what I'm saying? So end up at Bad Boy's Blue Room at the time.
Okay.
And yeah, it was Blue Room. Diddy had a studio in a city called Blue Room or something. It was Blue something. And if I'm correct, R. Les was kind of running things somewhat on the R&B side of Bad Boy at the time, or he had a lot of play in the Bad Boy side of the R&B side of Bad Boy.
Okay.
So I just happened to be in the building, and shit, we chopped it up. He kind of liked my production style because, not because it was what I seen from him, it was just similar. Like, our style of producing was kind of similar. So I guess, you know, I just, after running into each other a couple times, it's like, yo, come sit in this room. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of where it started from.
So from working with him initially, right? What was something that stood out to you as far as his work ethic is, let alone, you know, we're going to get to his ability, but I mean, what was it about his work ethic that kind of stood out to you that made you want to even take an internship with him?
Just his work ethic, like, period. You know what I'm saying? The word alone, like, the dude didn't stop, bro. Like, he didn't stop. And it came to a point where it was like, yo, at that age, I'd never seen anything like it. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
So that's kind of just what it was. Like, I don't think anybody's seen anything like it. We've heard it. Like, we've heard of the greats, Quincy and the Motown greats and Babyface, but to see it firsthand on a production side was kind of crazy because you don't see that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody was in their own bubble back then. It wasn't all social media. So to actually be firsthand was just like, all right, let me see how close I can get to you.
So now for those that are not really necessarily familiar, Ryan Leslie is a Renaissance man of all sorts when it comes to working in the studio. He is able to use, or let's just say he is self-sufficient throughout the full and entire process. He can write a record, he can sing the record, he will go in there, play, I want to say, if not all the instruments, a large majority of the instruments that are available in the studio.
And it's like, if he can't play it, if he doesn't know how to play it, he's just going to mess with it until he hears what's right.
Ain't that some shit?
So let's say he doesn't know how to play a violin. He'll sit there. He knows what notes he wants.
Right.
So he's the type of dude that's so intricate and smart and intelligent and wants to learn more that he'll sit there. All right, I got the beat playing. Let me hit these notes until I get to the note that I want. Mm-hmm. Let me see how I'm hitting the notes. Piece them together. Now I know how to play the violin a little bit enough to lay down what I want. Then I'm so ill, I can manipulate what I lay down to make it even better. You know what I'm saying? So it was just, yeah.
And I just believe that that's a process. Number one, you just don't see. You do not see that now, especially nowadays. I mean, no. Well, maybe, but not as. It was a first for me. It was a first for me seeing him work like that. And I just wanted to, you know, quickly touch base with you as far as what that process was like. I want to get into the first record off of this project. You know my speed. It's been a long time, some years since Ryan Leslie has released something. You know, he's one of those time capsule artists where I think about exactly where I was. Because like I said, ladies and gentlemen, Ted absolutely positively introduced me to his music, and I probably went ridiculous and from there. So the first record I want to get into, man, is called Run It Back off his brand new project, You Know My Speed. This is Ryan Leslie here on CUNY Radio.
You know what I'm talking about. Let's get it. Les. Yeah. Baby, I never meant to do you like that. Maybe we should run it back. We did some things I know we probably regret. So maybe we should run it back. You know I never meant to hurt you, no. Maybe we should run it back. Got some issues we gotta work through. So maybe we should run it back. Knowing some fire I shouldn't play with. Nah, just hoping I could save this. Yes. Even though you had me on your waitlist, still I believe that we can make it. And though I wrote some of your favorite songs, can we go back to that minute when we went wrong? Wrong. Don't wanna believe the love is gone. Know you meant it when you left. I'll admit I loved you to the death. You take a minute to turn around. I'll admit I love you still now. We can win it if we try. Just look me in my eyes and you see I won't let you down.
Don't wanna waste this. If I can feel it, you can feel it. We can feel it all around. Baby, I never meant to do you like that. Maybe we should run it back. We did some things I know we probably regret.
Run it, run it, run it.
So maybe we should run it back. You know I never meant to hurt you, no. Maybe we should run it back. Got some issues we gotta work through, so maybe we should run it back. Just trying to get you on my wavelength. You know I keep it low maintenance. Yeah. I always kept you in the latest. Stepped out, we always made a statement. When you needed someone to hold you down, you know I was always around, around. I still believe in what we found. Know you meant it when you left. I'll admit I loved you to the death. You take a minute, you turn around. Cause I'll admit I love you still now. We can win it if we try. Just look me in my eyes and you see I won't let you down. Don't wanna waste this. If I can feel it, you can feel it. We can feel it all around. Baby, I never meant to do you like that. Maybe we should run it back. We did some things I know we probably regret.
Run it, run it, run it.
So maybe we should run it back. You know I never meant to hurt you, no. Maybe we should run it back. Got some issues we gotta work through, so maybe we should run it back. Run it back, run it. Maybe we should run it back. Maybe we should run it back. Run it back, run it. Maybe we should run it back. So maybe we should run it back. Run it back, run it. Maybe we should run it back. Maybe we should run it back. Run it back, run it. Maybe we should run it back.
Okay. All right, Ted, that right there, man, the first record that I wanted to get to off of this brand new Ryan Leslie's called Run It Back off his new project.
What you number know, is that?
You project, know my speed. You know? That is the settle. He sets it off with that track.
Okay.
I want to say it's okay. That's a really interesting sound for him because number one, you already know he's kind of unpredictable when it comes to the type of beat that he is going to use.
Yeah.
Or produce. The song that he's going to write, the kind of song he's going to write. I want to say that has a very top 40 kind of flow to it. That hook is very basic enough where it can be played, you know, if Z100 got a hold to it or some shit like that. That hook would kind of work with their particular format. I want to ask you, man, what you think about that first record, Ted?
I liked it. I really did. I really did like it. It sounded true to him, mm-hmm. true to his style, mm-hmm. but also current. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because he does have some of his. Well, we'll get into that a little bit later. But
let's say his vocal. He didn't try to sway away from his style of executing a record,
right? Which he is constant. He does have a constant kind of way,
which a lot of artists do. Like they'll be like, "Oh, I didn't drop in a long time, so I see what's going on now, mm-hmm. so let me try to sound like that." He didn't try to sound like anybody. He didn't over auto tune. He didn't overdo anything. He stayed true to him. But you could tell with the beat and the bounce that it was this time. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so you know, I got my guy Ted here, Uncle Ted to be exact, studio engineer extraordinaire. He doesn't want to really talk about his production days, but once upon a time, this guy right here had the real magic, the Midas touch. Anything, yo, this nigga was, as soon as he started pressing the button, I had a hook ready for him. Like, he ain't even do nothing yet. Like, I know where it's going. It's gonna be fine. So when it comes to producing, Ted, and understanding how production works and watching him, right, what is some of the things, or did you learn anything technically from working with are less as far as maybe the program or, you know, some way to EQ something that you didn't think about? Was anything that you just picked up from them, maybe on a technical level?
I want to say sequencing is probably the biggest thing I learned from him.
Would you mind would you mind just kind of breaking down a little bit about what you mean by sequencing?
So sequencing would be like how you structure a beat, how the song is laid out, you know what I'm saying? That's sequencing. So it'd be like hook, verse, or intro, verse, hook, you know, B section. So when I was making beats prior to, you know, being around him, everything was just mumbo, you know what I'm saying? Just
right.
Everything was just everything on the beat. Like whatever I heard, I played. But when being around him, I learned you can't just put this here because this has to go here because this is a part of the buildup.
So like theory.
Yeah, like theory. More theory of song structure. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. That is dope because also I would say something that was similar, really, really similar between the two of you was the amount of layers, the amount of sounds that you guys, remember I used to always say you had the best like organized noise I've ever heard in my life.
Organized noise.
You would be able to take multiple and then that bass, right? What you knew what to do with a bass, like, oh man, like she would just, you know, take the record to a whole nother level. And it kind of brings me back to something that we used to spend a lot of time doing, and that was, this is the beginning of the real internet era, watching R. Less create those beats from scratch on YouTube. My nigga. Can you just, I know how I feel about it, but can you just kind of speak to what it was like watching? Because, you know, that was the beginning of, you know, that. You know, I mean, YouTube wasn't around too much before he started creating those videos. They were like drugs to me, man. Talk a little bit about, you know, those videos and maybe, you know, what your favorite song was that you got to watch.
Bro, I think what it was just the revolution of being able to see things happen in a studio, because it was always like a hidden knowledge, like nobody knew how a song was made or how a beat was made or nothing. So being able to see it, especially like at a young age back then, it was like if I wanted to produce, I kind of had to figure it out on my own, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So being able to see that, be around it, and know that he was changing, because even then YouTube was nothing.
It was nothing.
So to get on YouTube, make something of YouTube in a different way was crazy. You know what I'm saying? So when you're around it, it's like, oh, he's got a camera. Then you're watching him edit his own videos. Yeah. And you're like, oh, so I see what you're doing with the camera and the music, and you're making it so compact but so full at the same time in the video. That shit was crazy.
It was crazy. It was crazy just watching from one sound. Then he runs over to the drums, picks up a drum. He's knocking around on the drum a little bit. Boom, nigga. Next thing you know, this nigga got an ill drum line. You're like, damn, all right. Nigga run back over to the keyboard. He's tinkering. And next thing you know, he's got an ill piano line or whatever. Then, boom, runs over to the, you know, to the booth. And he's fucking around with the auto tune a little bit. Next thing you know, hook, and it's like, wow, it's a song. You know, one of my favorite moments, remember when he ordered the I don't know what kind of horn that was, but he like
ordered the trumpet.
He got it like carried to him.
Yeah.
And he just took the horn and just went in there and just made, let us just like, come on. I feel like that's a very lost art. I wish that, because, you know,
it's,
you got like
lost. He literally started that wave of tutorials.
A studio tutorial. Because, you know, people like me were, you know, little old Long Islanders, you know, those big studios and everything like that were dreams to us, you know, like the first time getting a chance to go to Quad or go to, you know, these Hit Factory and shit like that. It's like, whoa, you just never thought you would be in places like that. So being able to watch it was super, super dope. We got one more record to get to, bro.
Let's Let's do it.
All right, so listen, man, this next record we're gonna get to once again off of this Ryan Leslie, You Know My Speed album. Brand new. If you didn't know, now you know. Call All the Ways. It should be played at loud volume only. CUNY Radio.
It's you. You're the main attraction. Your eyes tell me the truth. When you start a chain reaction, I can't hold back from you. Your frame off in the distance. I love watching you and your shame. I can't resist it. I give up. It's nothing I can do. I'm loving all the ways. I love all the ways about you. About you. Ways. Life would go all to waste without you, without you. In all the ways, it's you. Like the rain, it's summer. Your smile can wash away pain. It's you,
it's you.
Don't you ever wonder,
wonder.
One day you'll take my name. Your frame off in the distance. I love watching you and your face so magnificent. I give up. There's nothing I can do. I'm loving all the ways.
I love
all the ways
about you,
about you. And I'm lost.
Yeah,
you're the way I feel. So I need you now,
babe.
Cause I can't live without you. So baby, take my hand and let's go on the way.
While I got you, I have to make sure you don't forget the other podcasts in the Cuniverse, Cigars and Whiskey, the podcast where they talk relationships, love, and dating. And Nobody Cares About Father's Day, the podcast about being a superhero dad. Both of these amazing shows are available on your favorite podcasting platforms. Party responsibly.
Man, come on, man.
Yo, that was so... That was nostalgic.
That was, to me, so that record right there was All the Ways, right here live on CUNY Radio with my guy, Uncle Ted, a.k.a. Gifted, Mixed It, a.k.a. just simply Ted. And that right there reminded me, and the reason why it was so important for me to get you on this conversation, because we have sat in a car with a spliff, nowhere to go fast, and vibing to his music like there was nowhere else to go in the world. And that song right there really reminds me of those days of just sitting in the whip and just burning with like no life destination.
Bro, I don't know what it is, but like once he gets to like his fourth bar, you kind of just want to hear what else he's going to say. Like,
yeah,
it kind of like it's I don't know, bro. It's very like, it's very grabby. It's very clingy. Like, I want to say hypnotizing, but it's not hypnotizing. But it's like, it's just like, it's catchy, bro. It's catchy. It's catchy without being cliche catchy.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It actually catches you.
He really managed
just
to bottle up.
Just the vibe, yeah, bro.
He managed to bottle up why we started listening to him in the first place. That song right there, to me, really, that's number five, I believe, on the project. He really managed that song specifically. Out of all the records on the project, I chose that one because, to me, that's my favorite record on the whole entire project, hands down. And it's just based on him actually being... So, like, for instance, we know that our favorite artists have to change.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. But I always go back to, you know, Jeezy, I know you have to grow up. I know you have to mature and become a real man. But I still need Jeezy to talk about selling crack cocaine. I still need it. It's like, I need you to do that. It's okay. We know you're not doing it, but just please, you know, amuse me. And I love when an artist is able to capture their nostalgic moments, but like new and again and again and again. And that song
that goes back to him being ahead of his time, mm-hmm, at that time.
He was super ahead of his time.
So he bought himself time, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
For lack of better words, like, he could come back, what is it, almost 20 years later, and just still drop that vibe, that bop.
And you know
it'll
what?
Catch us, because that's how, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And it'll also catch whoever it comes across, you know what I'm saying?
And, you know, one thing that will always keep him around is his ability to actually play the music. It changes the rooms that you are able to be in. You get what I'm saying? When you could sit down at the keys and sing the song in which you wrote, it just changes the dynamic of the room that you could be in. I saw Arless live at Webster Hall. And I want to say I was mad as hell because I got a ticket that day, fucking leaving, but you owe me fucking money for a ticket, Les. But it was dope how his process was. He collected numbers. And when he comes into town, he will text you that he is in town and that he's going to be here and the ticket link is here. And this was, now that's more common. But when he did that years ago, it was like, oh shit, I got a text message from his ticket. You know, it was like, you almost felt special. I bought that ticket for me and my wife in a hot second. And his live performance was so dope to hear him go through these records. And he's going to sit up here, he's going to jam, and he's going to go over to the piano and he's going to sit, he's going to go play a drum for a second. And those are things, you know, young artists, it's okay to just be all out. You know, we watch Anderson .Paak now and he's just all out. Right? Like, you know, I'm going to sing. I'm going to, you know, Brian Leslie, I do wish you would stop rapping though. You know, I love you, but I wish you would just, come on, Ted, be honest with me. His bars. I'm not saying his bars are bad. He doesn't have bad bars.
It's execution. You're not a rapper. But you got bars. And that's fine.
You can rap, but it's like your voice is just so like, I don't know. I just rather you not. All in all, the project, you know my speed. I would have liked to see more records like the ones that I played. Some of the production did sound a little outdated. Because, you know, at one point he's like, he couldn't miss. right? Yeah. I did feel in its entirety, not as many bangers as I would expect from an R-less project. And like I said, once you start rapping, it's automatically like, you know, that one doesn't count for me.
But you also got to understand, he's like, he's so deep in a lot of other things.
Yes.
I think he's, he probably feels like, yo, I've really made my impact musically. Like, right. he made his, without a doubt, whether anyone wants to admit it or anyone knows.
Because a lot of people
started
won't
admit the YouTube wave. He started the tutorial wave. He started the no more gatekeeping wave. And he made his impact on music. At this point, he's just doing it for fun. And he's releasing music for like people like us that are like, yo, RLS, he's dropping music. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Something.
It's not, I don't think he's doing it for a big, you know what I'm saying, a big return. But, you know.
Listen, you know my speed that is available on all your favorite music streaming platforms. I also believe he has a link to you can actually purchase it as well. I'll make sure I put that in the show notes. Uncle Ted, it has been such a pleasure talking with you, man. You know you got to come back. We're going to have to, whenever the Cool Kids drop stuff. No. Yeah, no, it's the Cool Kids.
Kids.
No, man. Who'd you put me on to? Not the Cool Kids.
I'll be back next week. Stay tuned. Tune in.
I appreciate you, Ted. Man, you got to make sure you get back here on CUNY Radio.
CUNY Radio.
Man, had a great time chopping it up with my guy, Uncle Ted, producer and engineer down there in Atlanta, making a whole lot of work. Caribou, I know you're listening to this. Holla at my guy. He's a dope engineer, and you know it. And I'm trying to get next to y'all, so holla at your boy. Hey, man, Ted, please, please, please come back sometime. We love you here at CUNY Radio. I go by the name Corey Cool. I represent Cool University. You can find me on The Voice of NCC 90.3 every Thursday. But now I am getting 2 hours, not one, but 2 hours. Okay, I'm moving to 7 p.m. So I'm going to be going from 7 to 9 on The Voice of NCC 90.3 FM. If you're in the Long Island area, you can go to iHeart, or you can go to Odyssey, or you can go to the WHPC app on your Android and Apple app stores. All right, shout out to my podcast and family. Nobody cares about Father's Day. And also shout out to my cigars and whiskey family. I have a dope episode up right now that you really have to go check out. So once again, 2 episodes this week. Hopefully you enjoy them both. So from me to you, have a great, great week and party responsibly. See you soon.
As of March 21st, the Play It Cool show is moving to primetime. The show will now air from 7 to 9 p.m. to give you not one, but 2 hours of great hip hop and R&B. Turn to 90.3 FM if you are in the Long Island area, or download the WHPC app from your app store. So as of March 21st, the Play It Cool show is moving to 7 p.m. Party responsibly.